Back in the 1980s, people talked about continuous improvement for manufacturing processes, where you're continuously improving the efficiency with which you could do assembly and other kinds of manufacturing. Well, now we're doing continuous improvement in all sorts of things, where you take the real-time information flow that's coming in and you automate a decision based on that real-time information. The cost of storage keeps falling, so data is going to keep accumulating. Raw data itself is not terribly useful. What you need is convert that data to information, that is, make it readily searchable and accessible and manipulable. And then you want to convert that information to knowledge, to make it something that you can actually use for making decisions. And the question is, how do you use that database most effectively? In many cases, it's just being used to generate the same old monthly reports that they've always generated. Maybe it's a little easier now, but it's not really conferring any competitive advantage. It's the companies have managed to utilize that real-time data effectively that are going to have the edge in the future. And there's going to be a lot of possibilities there for utilizing data effectively. You know, the old line, half of my marketing budget is wasted, I just don't know which half. Well, now you can find out which half, because you can look at the data, you can run a controlled experiment, you can optimize your spending more effectively. Nowadays, with the computer infrastructure that's available, you can do experimentation much, much more easily than you could in the past. But let's say in the travel industry, there's huge amounts of travels being booked online. There's a lot of access to people's future plans. And so you can do much better planning to make the resources meet the needs. Traditionally, the role of information has been to enable better decisions. So you can make better decisions, you have less waste of resources, you have a more efficient economy by utilizing that information effectively. So I think the biggest value of information is to avoid the bad decisions. I think there's always going to be a role for gut instincts, because there's some things where the data just isn't available and you have to make a decision anyway. And it's also possible to over-rely on data. So a nice example are those mortgage-based security valuation models that were based on 5 years of data, and there were 5 years with exceptionally low volatility. So there has to be human judgment in there about whether the model is producing meaningful results. You know, the old line about garbage in, garbage out, there's got to be a judgment about whether the model really has a chance of predicting the right things. But I think the important thing is that you want to look at the problems that are capable of quantitative analysis, get those off of management's table. They don't have to waste their time figuring out what the right color is for the ad background. They can just run an experiment and find out. And that frees up management to focus on these more imponderable questions. What happens when companies can react in real time to the data they now possess? I think there is an interesting question there about whether real-time data access is stabilizing or destabilizing to the macroeconomy. You know, firms were very quick to lay off workers in 2008 because they had real-time access to their sales data, and they saw the sales dropping off, and they reduced employment quite quickly, and maybe you got a steeper drop in GDP than would have occurred without that real-time access. So when you have negative feedback loops, having quicker access to information tends to be stabilizing. But when you have positive feedback loops, it can be destabilizing. Now, you can't slow down the access to the data. What you have to do is you have to build in other stabilizing forces, and that's going to be a role both for the private sector and the public sector.